Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's your next superior chance to buy some great cattle coming up on Friday, October 7th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's office and studios in Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 16,350 head on Friday, October 7th, including 1,600 yearling steers, 1,000 yearling heifers, 8,100 weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give us a call at 800-422-2117. Just ahead of the start of the video auction is Superior Sunrise. It starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Auction itself at 8 a.m. Friday, October 7th. Superior Livestock. Check them out at SuperiorLivestock.com. And remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
Cattle futures rebounded nicely today, still quite a bit lower than they were about 2 weeks ago, but we were 372 higher in October at 127.77. Remember, the September went off the board just below 134, so the October at a little bit of a discount here shows that the market maybe could rally. Currently, the feeder cattle index is 133.95, so there is some room for improvement until the end of October. Novembers are up 430 at 123.57. If you look at a chart here, it doesn't look like there's any real resistance until the 130 level, which was the high about 2 weeks ago or so, just above 130. The 50-day moving average in the November is 133.20. So still some room for some upside improvement we're hoping for, even though that it gets those levels does not mean that it's not in a downtrend. Live cattle 250 to 280 higher here. We did briefly touch limit up, but did not close there. Boxed beef at midday, a choice was up 58 cents at 187.20, select up 56 at 177.25. Again, this is bringing some positive momentum into the market here, and hopefully buyers in the sell barns will react positively and bid up some cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed bag for grain futures today. Corn finished up 2 to 2.5 cents. They were the one bright spot on the grain futures. Soybeans down 9 to 10 cents, with November down 10 and a quarter at 962 and three quarters. And then both Chicago and Kansas City wheat were lower. Chicago down a penny and Kansas City down about a nickel. Corn and bean and cotton harvest is moving along about average pace, maybe a little bit slower. Corn harvest 24% complete. The 5-year average is 27. Beans 26% complete. The 5-year is also 27. Cotton harvest is ahead of pace at 16% complete. We're normally at 14%. Winter wheat planting is 43% done, normally 45. So things are going along nicely with everything within a couple of percentage points of what would be considered normal. FC Stone changed their corn production to 175.2 bushels per acre. That puts total production at 15.163 billion bushels. Just continues to prove that we're going to have a very big corn crop. Soybeans, similar, 52.5 bushel per acre yield. And that puts bean production at 4.357. So really big corn and bean crops. They're probably going to weigh on these prices going forward. And the USDA says 100,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.